Discuss, challenge, inform, comment, viewpoint on Talk Radio Europe.
Giles Brown.
Live comment and discussion with studio guests.
Viewpoint. It is Talk Radio Europe's weekly conversation show with a panel of experts where we discuss the issues of the day with you live until 12 o'clock today. On today's show, we're going to be speaking about the latest developments in Brexit, as well as the fallout from the allegations against Harvey Weinstein over in the States as well. But we're going to begin today's show with the latest developments coming out of Catalonia, out of Barcelona. Lots of stuff been coming over the past couple of days. Joining me in the studio one more time again. Good to have with us Andres Gallardo. Andres, good morning to you.
Good morning, Giles.
And, of course, former ABC correspondent Nathan Thomas, our regular correspondent. Good morning to you, Nathan.
Good morning, Giles.
And 952-78-4000 is the phone number. Studio at talkradioeurope.com is the email. And the Facebook page, if you wish to leave a post, is Talk Radio Europe Official. We will begin with the issue that has been dominating Spanish news and indeed European news over the past couple of weeks, ever since those scenes in Barcelona, 2 weeks ago now. The situation with the Catalan independence strife. Madrid says that the head of the Catalonia region has failed to clarify whether he's declared independence last week. Puigdemont instead calls for negotiations over the next 2 months. It's an interesting situation at the moment that has repercussions. Three Catalan nationalists went up in front of the judge yesterday, one of them being the head of the Mossos d'Esquadra, and two have been subsequently jailed. I will start with you on this one. I'm just going to know this is something that you're very passionate about indeed. So what's your latest take as where we are at the moment, Catalonia?
Well, where we are... First, we had what happened in the parliament, in the regional parliament in Barcelona, where independence was declared and 8 seconds later was suspended. They want dialogue with Madrid. Madrid said, well, we don't understand what this means. Can you clarify it? They send another letter, because, of course, they haven't got emails. they send another letter just not clarifying anything again. It's become a chess game. It's going to be longer than the Kasparov-Karpov in 1979 that lasted 4 months at this rate. The bottom line is nothing has happened. My feeling is the Catalan government didn't have a plan and they're at a standstill because they don't know where to go. Also, things haven't gone their way, being the banks getting out of Catalonia, big businesses getting out of Catalonia, a lot of support for Catalonia remaining in Spain, suddenly in the streets. So they are not knowing which way to go. In the meantime, this is affecting the whole Spanish economy, is affecting how Europe are looking at their own regional problems as well. Potentially, these could be more damaging for the European Union than Brexit will ever be. I think that the European Union can cope with Brexit, but this would really break the whole European Union if you start having countries popping up all over the place. So that's where I think we are at the moment.
Nathan, your take on this so far?
I think neither side at this point, they've both reached the limit of what they really want to do. They don't know what to do to have any kind of reasonable solution to this because there isn't. It's like so many conflicts around the world. You get to a certain point, and once you go past that, you have done things that you can't take back. The idea of either declare independence or don't declare independence, but you know, you can't really say, well, we did it, but we're not gonna. Yes, you can do that for a day or a week or whatever, but that doesn't make any sense to anyone, really. Are you? And as Andreas said, there doesn't seem to be any plan for, okay, once you declare independence, what do you do to actually make it, you know, a reality on the ground? But I think everybody realizes that if they do say, yes, we are independent, the next thing that's going to happen is the Spanish government is going to come in, invoke Article 155, take over the government, which leads to new elections at some point. I forget whether it's 90 days or so many days. They have to have new elections, which indeed could elect the same people who want to continue the fight for independence, and you just go round and round in a circle. But Catalonia now sees that they have a problem with that happening, and it's fairly clear that's what would happen if they declare independence. Of course, if they don't declare independence, then all their promises and all of what they've talked about kind of poof in a puff of smoke.
Andreas.
Yeah, what's happening here? The biggest problem is on the ground, because these mediocre politicians, they're playing at it. What are creating is a division in society. I hear from friends and family of what's happening there in Catalonia. And families are not speaking to each other. Friends are falling out. I look at Facebook and I see the amount of abuse that both sides get. The society is completely divided and is just basically being created by these politicians. I don't know what they're hoping to achieve, but all they have achieved so far is no independence and a broken society. And that's terrible. Someone should tell them, just get out of the way.
Well, that's what the Spanish government will tell them if they invoke Article 50. Depending on where the support is in Catalonia, if they have new elections, it would depend who would get elected, whether this just continues in a kind of a vicious circle or whether it calms down for a while. But this is one of those issues, as there are many throughout the world, that there is no right answer. There is no real solution to it. There are always going to be people in Catalonia who want to be independent, but it's probably not a practical thing to do, certainly at this point. Could they survive as an independent country? In some ways, they could. Economically, maybe they could, except if no one recognizes them
exactly
as another country. I don't know how they can survive. Well,
and the EU said that they became an independent country, they would not automatically become members of the European Union. They would have to reapply.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. And I think, as far as what Andreas was talking about of the other countries in the EU having the same sort of problem, I think it's the same idea with Brexit and the UK. If indeed the UK gets a generous, good deal from the EU in leaving, I think that's going to encourage other countries to think about it, as there are other regions in different countries in the EU. If Catalonia gets a good deal becoming independent from Spain somehow, and I don't think this is going to happen, but that would encourage them. But the same way, if Catalonia is basically stopped in their tracks because it just isn't going to work at this point, I think that's going to discourage others from trying the same thing, because they probably don't have any better plan of how to do it than Catalonia does. And the same with countries leaving the EU. If looking at all of the problems that the UK is having and basically pretty much getting nowhere in negotiations is hardly encouraging for anybody else who says, gee, maybe we'd like to leave the EU also. It's just, ooh, no, I don't want to mess with that.
I think at this stage, the European Union should take a side here and start acting, because at the moment they're looking the other side. So this is an internal problem in Spain. There's nothing to do with us. You sort it out. The problem is the central government are being very cautious. They don't know how to handle it. This is obvious for what they're doing. They're doing nothing. A lot of people in Spain want a tough line, especially the conservative voters. Some of us, I think, are saying, hold on, the tough line might sort of encourage more feeling of independence, so we have to be cautious. The central government need help, and that help can only come from Europe. And at the moment, they've done nothing. They've just basically done nothing, just looking at the other way.
I don't see what Europe can do. I mean, short of invading and fine. Well, Europe can come in and take over the Spanish government and say, we'll run Spain, but
they have to make a stance and say, look, you're going to be out of the European Union.
They've
you'll probably
said
get
that.
Out of the euro. We are going to support the central government. They haven't, not with with a clear stance, saying you are going to be out. You know, we don't want you here, and this is the road to nowhere. They haven't said that.
Well,
They said it's an internal problem of Spain.
Well,
it is
an internal problem of Spain, and the EU has said if Catalonia declares independence, the EU will not recognize them. They will not be a member of the EU, which is really about as far as they can go. They can't even say you can't use the euro because they can't stop you from using the euro. It was the same when Scotland was talking about, well, we'll just use the pound. They can't stop you from using the pound. It's just you won't. You will be using a currency over which you, as a independent country, have absolutely no control. But they can't stop you from doing it.
And we've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Good morning, Sharon Alicante.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. The European Union is damned if it does and damned if it doesn't. I don't see if the European Union interferes. That's why everybody wants to leave. And that's why Brexit, because the European Union is too interfering. And if it doesn't interfere, it gets accused of not. I think it's the job of Rajoy, actually, to point out the advantages of being in the EU and pointing at us and looking at the mess we're in now and saying, and running a proper campaign, a proper referendum with a proper campaign. And I don't see the EU disintegrating into small pieces. As I said before a few weeks ago, there's parts of America that want to break away from America, for example, California. It seems to be a fad at the moment, as does popular politics. So I don't think it'll be long-lived. And look at the reasons why there are leanings to the right in Poland and Hungary are for very, very different reasons for the leanings to the right in Spain. The Catalonia problem is not an immigration problem, so there are very different reasons why people are voting for independence and leaning to the right. I haven't put this very well, but basically that's it. Thanks very much.
Sharon, you're absolutely right there. The one who should solve the problem is Rajoy, yes, the central government. But they don't know what to do. They haven't had a problem like this before. They're cautious to the point of stupidity because they don't want to encourage more independence feelings in Catalonia. And the only thing that they have been doing is letting the courts and the judges take the legal route. But it hasn't worked. These guys are not listening to what the judges are saying, and they're not taking these sentences from the judges on board. So Rajoy is thinking, what's next? They're not listening to the courts. They're not listening to the government. They're just doing the wrong thing. The problem is that now they've got to a point where, okay, let's say in a hypothetical world, we've got an independent Catalonia. How does that work? Where do you start? They say they're going to create a Catalan Central Bank. Well, they haven't got any banks left. They're all left to go to Spain. Sabadell, CaixaBank, all the others have gone. What currency are they going to have? Who are they going to trade with? What are going to be the taxes on trading with the rest of Europe? All of these things. Nobody's got answers for these. It's all very well and good to feel with your heart that you're Catalan, you want to be independent. But the practicality of it is impossible. So,
as we've seen before, though, this perhaps is, we said before, it's people leading with their hearts rather than their heads in these circumstances.
Absolutely, and Brexit is the same thing. You know, British people with a heart voted, they wanted out. They are out now, and what's the plan? Well, they're not quite sure. They've been negotiating, the negotiations are going nowhere, because all these populist feelings, they are very nationalist and very they're very popular,
yeah.
But there's no substance behind them. Then it's, what are they going to do now? I mean, Theresa May has got the same problem as Puigdemont. Where are they going from here? It's just an untenable situation.
I mean, they've been given until Thursday. Madrid has said they've got till Thursday morning to fall into line. I think that the agreement is from Madrid. Otherwise,
do you think they're going to fall into line on Thursday?
It's not fall into line. It's are you independent or are you not? If you're not, then sit down and be quiet. If you are, then...
Look, they want dialogue. But the dialogue, I'll tell you what the dialogue will be.
What dialogue? What are you going to talk about?
Exactly. What are they going to talk about? They're going to say, we want to be independent and we want your blessing. And Rajoy will say,
no.
Well, no. End of conversation.
Exactly. Everybody knows that. And Rajoy, I'm not sure what he can do. He is following the Constitution as it exists. The idea of... Well, have a campaign and have a real referendum, I think, is a total non-starter. Well, why on earth would the Spanish government even think of doing that? Because you then get into the whole argument of, do you have, is a referendum legitimate in a country where you're talking about breaking up the country without having everyone in the country vote on it?
Well, that's what the Constitution says. You know, you have to change the Constitution to be able to get to the point where you have a legal referendum. And as I said before, the rest of Spain will say, well, we want to have a say because it will affect us directly. So,
well, that's the problem with these referendums. But the idea of, you know, having a campaign and so on, Rajoy has got the law behind him. The only thing you can do is decide we are going to break the law, we are not going to abide by that law, and basically you're on the path to a civil war. Catalonia doesn't. I mean, the leaders there realize that is not what they want, that is not going to be any good for anybody. So they are very reluctant, and we'll see what happens on Thursday, to actually say we're independent because they know what will happen. If they do... They just don't know what to do. If they say, well, no, we're not declaring independence, then their promises are all over.
And we've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Kate Costablanca.
Morning, Kate.
Right. One, totally agree with Sharon, as usual. The EU should not intervene. I seem to remember at one point in the crisis, i.e. after the first, there was a brief reference on one of the news items, news reports, to the newly independent, I think, you know, for that 60 seconds or something, having phoned or been in communication, so who made the first phone call, I don't know, with someone very, very senior in the EU, whose name I've now forgotten, and who had recommended dialogue. And they, it seems that Pijmunt has tried to ask for talks with Rajoy, who's just categorically said no. I mean, basically, the problem is you've got two very rigid leaders in this sense.
The question is, what would they talk about?
Well, how to amend the... How to permit Catalonia to actually have a referendum.
Why would Rajoy want to talk about that? He doesn't want, he, representing the government of Spain, does not want them to have a referendum, does not want them to become independent. Why would he even talk about that?
Because the price of not, although I've got a third way, as always.
Good.
The price of not is a relatively chaotic position in Spain, and he doesn't want that on his conscience. Well, at least on his record. Now, there is a way forward, ironically enough. Last week, the Valentine Day, week ago Monday, the Ximo Puig, the head of the president of the Valentine region, came up with a new idea, which I thought was fun. Urged the presidents of all regions of Spain to come together to forge a new national pact for the country, okay, for a kind of new federal-style state to resolve the crisis in Catalonia. The idea would be would once and for all recognize the individuality of the regions and at the same time guarantee equality of residence wherever they live in Spain. Now, that second point is rather important because one of the worst things I heard about the new would-be independent in movement in Catalonia is that there was talk of discriminating as between those real Catalans and people who had moved in as from whenever in from the rest of Spain. Now, once you get that kind of discrimination going on within a state, you are in a great deal of trouble.
Yeah, I'd like to say Chimo Puig said the other day all this trying to reorganise the autonomies into a federal state. We're already a federal state.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Spain has got 17 parliaments, 17 regional governments.
Yes.
It's all completely decentralised. The ones that they've got more autonomy.
I'm talking about the Basque Country and Catalonia.
In real terms, Catalonia is practically independent as part of Spain. So you can't get more devolution to these areas because they can't get any more.
Can I finish? I'm just trying to say that someone earlier referred to a sort of total impasse. What can happen now? There's a both sides are very rigid in their interpretation of the Spanish language and what people meant. A constitution that's drawn up 40 years ago is not set in stone. It can be changed. And what Puig has said is, okay, let's all other presidents of the regions come together. And the two points in his new federal model, which you haven't mentioned, is once and for all, recognise the individuality of the regions and at the same time guarantee equality of residence wherever they live in Spain. That's an advance.
I don't disagree with you, but this is already recognised by
the current
status quo.
Yeah, of the new government in Catalonia were talking about there being a two-tiered residential value of living in Catalonia.
If they're independent.
Yes, that's right.
Well, they're not going to be independent. They're not, and they're not going to be.
Well,
That's the best argument we've heard so far this morning. Thanks for the call in there. We've got another caller. Thank you for your call in at 952-78-4000. We've got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Good morning, Giles. It's Dave.
Morning,
Dave. There is only one single way forward, and that's a return to Estado de Derecho, democracy. And for that, Puigdemont has to return to obey the laws and the judgments of the Constitutional Court. There is no other answer. That is the court that sets out the obligations and also the rights of every single person that lives in Spain. By doing what he's done, he's stepped outside the law. There is no negotiation possible with someone in that position. There is already another point. There is already discrimination in Catalonia. If you go there and you speak English, you'll get treated one way. If you go there, and as I do, and speak Castellano or even Valenciano, I get treated a different way. There is already blatant discrimination. The other thing that needs to be done, because these procedures about giving Puigdemont notice are actually part of the procedure of implementing Article 155, after Thursday, when Rajoy will eventually apply this, one of the most important departments to take over is that of education, because it's indoctrination that's happening here of children from a very young age, teaching history that's not actually true, marching them into their classes with their fists held high in the air like a sort of Black Panther, you remember that, salute, chanting the Catalan song, etc. All this has been recorded multiple times on video, and this is where it has to be taken charge of. Many parents have reported cases of discrimination against their children because they speak Castellano and not Catalan. But this is the thing that has to be nipped in the bud. So I'm hoping that one of the things that Rajoy takes over or has to be taken over is that of education. I think it's prime. That and Mossos d'Esquadra, the two main things that need to be sorted out there. Okay?
Yes, I tend to agree with the caller. The problem is the damage is already done because they've had 30 years controlling education and indoctrinating children. The people you see in the streets now are people in their 20s and 30s that they have gone through this indoctrination. And those are the ones who are in the street claiming or wanting independence because that's what they've been taught, primary school, secondary school, and they just, like, finishing school is university where everything is being bred. Yes, you're right, education has something to address, but the damage has already been done.
Yeah, but by stopping any more and then also starting campaigns of publicity to actually educate people, as an example of the real course of history and where Catalonia came from, the fact that it's only ever been a Condado de Aragon and it's never been a nation, never been a kingdom in its own right. This sort of thing has to be started to actually open people's eyes to let them know the truth of the situation. They've been blindly led down a path for 30 years, as you absolutely correctly say, and it's time that that path was illuminated for these people. I spent quite a lot of time in Catalonia when I was young growing up, so I've seen that side of the coin as well. But anyway, thank you very much for letting me put my point, and it's nice to have Andres, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, bon dia. It's very nice to have an educated viewpoint from yourself, Andres. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias, Dios te
oiga. 952-78-4000 is the phone number. Studio at talkradioeurope.com is the email. The Facebook page is Talk Radio Europe Official.
With Giles Brown.
Listen to Viewpoint Talk Radio Europe's current affairs programme with a panel of invited guests discussing the issues of the day. 952-78-4000, the phone number, studio at talkradioeurope.com, the email and the Facebook page. If you wish to leave a post, it's Talk Radio Europe Official. Last night, a Spanish judge jailed two key members of the Catalan independence movement, Jordi Sánchez and Jordi Cuixart, I think I get that name right, who led prominent separatist groups, are being held without bail whilst they're under investigation for sedition. The men were leading figures in the independence vote. The detention led to protests overnight, and with more expected across Catalonia today. Reaction to the jailing of those two separatists, Andres.
What I am very surprised is that Catalonia is quite civilized, actually, believe it or not. What I'm very surprised is that people there are not getting tired of all this. I'm sure they are. But again, today at 12 o'clock, there's another demonstration being organized to sort of demonstrate against the ruling of sending these people to jail. Well, in Spain, you've got separation of powers. We'll listen and follow Montesquieu here. The judges are independent from government. The independent side are trying to say that they are being manipulated by the government. And it's not the case. I mean, I know judges and I speak to them, and they are 100% independent from government. So if they've been sent to jail, it's because they've done something wrong.
And we've got some callers on the line. We'll go straight to the phones. Good morning, caller. You're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Oh, hi, it's John from Los Belitos.
Good morning, John.
Hi, morning to you. Just a few small points. It's obviously jailing them is not going to help. It's just going to polarise things. Ridiculous. They should have put them on bail, but that's by the by. But regarding the banks leaving Catalonia, moving a head office plate doesn't stop business, and that's done all over the world. It doesn't stop business going on. Though personally, I can't understand why Catalonia are doing this. But a couple of other points regarding the EU not interfering. Well, they've got enough problems as it is. We've got the Czech elections coming up, which looks as though it's going to go right wing. We've had Austria, which is a huge failing for the EU. And we've had something which I've been batting on for you guys, particularly Nathan, that being a journalist, that every journalist or every socialist should be reading ICIJ, the 200 international journalists. And we've just had a huge shock for the EU, which is going to be an eruption. We've had the murder of one of the most vociferous and the brilliant woman who's just been blown up, who actually caused the Maltese election when Muscat, the wife, was said to be taking back payments via the Panama Papers. That's all coming out. But we've had this murder. That's another huge problem for the EU, which I'm surprised nobody's really taken up. But she was a very famous journalist, the most famous journalist in Malta. And as most people will know, Malta has been a corrupt, has certainly been a corrupt, and the EU have been standing by it. I think there's going to be some major problems.
Yeah, this is the death of government critic Daphne Caruana, I think it was, Galizia. She was, the PM called it barbaric attack, a car bomb last night. We're going to go to live to the lines as well. We've got another caller. Thank you for holding for so long. Good morning, caller. Where are you calling? What's your name and what is your viewpoint, please?
Good morning. It's Janet from Mallorca.
Morning, Janet.
Morning. I can't understand why we're still talking about negotiations, why we're talking about anything like this, because it's illegal. The government cannot negotiate. Because it's illegal, and if they started to do that, they'd open up a real can of worms. We get starting in the Basque Country, we get going over to other places. That's that point. And the other, about the two Jordis, as they're called, the Jordis, I am totally in agreement that they are in prison. They have been living off money from the Catalan government for years, and all they've done is stir up trouble. And the worst thing they did was take children to the front line. I'm sorry, anybody that involves children in politics should be put in prison. And they are not even politicians. They're not. There's nothing to do. They're just independent. They're almost like social clubs. That's a bit of an exaggeration. But they're not politicians. They're just for independence, and they just stir up the people. If you look, there's lots of very young people, who are saying this is worse than with Franco. They didn't live with Franco. They've hardly worked in their life. They have no idea what's going on. And the only thing is these nasty people are just stirring up these young kids, putting children in the front line. And I think they should be put away. I'm sorry.
Well, Mr. Puigdemont, who tweeted last night that he thinks the jailing of the two Jordis, quote unquote, Spain jails Catalonia's civil society leaders for organising peaceful demonstrations. Sadly, we have political prisoners again, he tweeted.
But they're not peaceful. That's the whole point. They weren't being peaceful. They were really riling people up.
They are not political prisoners.
They're being sent. No, they are not political prisoners.
They've been sent to prison because they've committed a crime, which a crime is called sedition. You know,
exactly.
So they've gone to jail. They don't send people to jail in Spain lightly.
No,
it's not. You know, I mean, judges don't send people to jail just because. And also, I want to stress this: the judicial system in Spain might be very, very slow and very frustrating, but it's completely independent. So if they've gone to jail is because they've done something wrong.
Yeah. So. And it's generally very fair.
Slow but fair.
Slow but fair, yeah. But I prefer slow but fair than fast and dodgy, basically. I totally agree with you. The judges are independent. I have never come across a sort of a dodgy judge, really. You know, you might have some that are a bit better than others, but in Spain, generally, they're very good and they don't do things lightly.
And the problem with the young people, Janet, in Catalonia is that they have been indoctrinated during many, many years.
Yes.
And that's why they don't listen to reason now. They don't want to know about the law. They just want, with their hearts, to become this fantastic land where they'll have a lot of money.
Yes.
They think they're going to become a bigger Andorra where everyone will be rich and happy forever after. And it's just a dream.
And do you not find that sometimes the foreign press are very much on the Catalan side. They're giving the Catalan history, and they're actually quoting the Catalans rather than the Spanish, because this morning I was looking at something about the BBC, and the guy was saying, well, the history of Catalonia is this and this and this, and I said, well, wait a minute, fine, but that's a legend you're talking about there.
The foreign press,
that they are fomenting in Catalonia.
The foreign press are behaving very responsibly. They have sided a lot of them with the Catalan cause, with our knowledge of what's going on there. They have taken on board their arguments about legal referendum should be allowed and so on, not knowing that the law doesn't allow you to do that. They're quite irresponsible, but they do that that in every international arena. They always side with what they think are the weaker side. You know, I mean, you've got the international press around the world. They all seem to be siding with the in the conflict in the Middle East between Israel and Palestine. They're always with the Palestinians, you know, and you don't hear the other side. So it does happen with international press that they sometimes sort of get it wrong just because it's what is going to sell the newspapers for them.
Yeah, I'm going to be very Trumpish here and say there's a lot of fake news about.
Ooh, blimey. you've used the word Trump and you've used the word fake news. Janet, thank you for your call.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good day. Bye.
I think one thing that happens with the international press is what you get from them an awful lot is the version from whichever side is running the best public relations campaign. Because, again, the international press basically for a long time has not paid a whole lot of attention to this issue. There hasn't been any reason to. Suddenly, it's headline news. And, you know, Spain has understandably in some ways said, this is illegal. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to deal with it. We are not going to campaign for why you should stay in Spain because you're not going to vote on staying in Spain. It's an illegal vote. Catalonia, of course, is doing this large public relations campaign, which is, as Andreas and others have said, they've been doing in schools there for years. It's something that they have been doing. They get a hold of the international press, and this is the much better public relations campaign at this point.
And we've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Kate Costa-Blanca again. Because for the last couple of exchanges, the way people are talking just recently, as though faults are only on one side, what I watch is a fantastic number of own goals done by the government. If they had, and I think someone suggested this last week, if they had not intervened with a heavy mob, I mean, those photos were taken of people in riot gear, et cetera, dragging grands and kids. You know, those events happened. And you can either say, oh, no, that was all artificially stirred up by a few, et cetera, or think that you've just recruited a large number of people for an independence who wouldn't necessarily have voted that way or wanted it. If there was another vote this today, there would be a higher proportion of people voting in Catalonia for independence. And so what I'm talking about is not the principles of the issue, but how you get out of it with honour on both sides.
Get out of it with honour with both sides. Your thoughts on that one, panel?
Well, I think one of the things that they're doing is neither side is taking that one drastic step that is going to, you know, put it past the point of no return. And you can do that with dialogue. You can do that with talking. You can do that with a lot of things that don't get you anywhere, but at least it doesn't get you into a no man's land that you can't get out of. And I think this is what's happening now. I think the Spanish government has begun to realize that they did make a mistake dealing with the illegal, in their terms, referendum in the way they did. It looked very heavy-handed. It only takes a couple of pictures of that happening, and there hasn't been any claim, really, or any evidence that this was happening, you know, widely at election places all over Catalonia. All it takes is one or two. You've got those pictures, and it looks like a war zone. And as I said last week, I think, you know, it was something the Spanish government didn't think about beforehand, is the image they were going to create doing that. And really got nothing out of it. Fine, they shut down a couple of voting places. They did a little bit, but they didn't stop it. They weren't really trying to stop this illegal vote. They couldn't do that. So it just made them look bad. And so, yes, that does sway emotions toward the other side. And look what this horrible Spanish government is doing, even though what they are doing is totally within the law.
But look, the government had a situation where a vote was going to take place. The voting was illegal. If they had done nothing, it would have given the day a day of normality. People going to vote, the pictures would have been of something. So I agree with the government. They had to deploy police to stop the voting taking place because of the act in itself was illegal. You couldn't give the international community the image that, oh, well, that was okay. People were voting. What's wrong with that? You had to stop something that was illegal. And you do that by sending the police in. It's, regrettably, there were injuries and there were a bit of a problem. As you said, a couple of pictures make it look worse than it was. And then a lot of people reporting injuries that there were no more than a broken nail. But the government had to do something to show that that wasn't
No, they didn't. No. Catalonia had a vote, what was it, last year or 2 years ago or something. They did the same thing. It was on a much smaller scale because they hadn't ramped it up to the level they had this time. But that time, it was another illegal vote as far as the government was concerned. Basically, they just ignored it. It happened, and you get nothing out of it. The problem was the government reacting to this. They could, again, they would have had to, they would have, it would not have been surprising for them to send in police to maintain order. But whether it's illegal or not, I mean, you can vote on, anybody can vote on anything they want to. The question is, does this vote mean anything? And, I mean, people can go vote every week on anything they want to, and that's not illegal.
Nathan, look, what happened 2 years ago, they took it to the courts after the event, and the court said, you shouldn't have done that. And as a result of it, Artur Mas, who was the president of the regional government there, got inhabilitated. And there is now a fine of €5 million that he has to pay for doing that. So this time round, they've gone to the courts before the event to avoid having to go through that. So, and as a result of the court order, that had to be stopped, and the government had to send the police. There was no other option.
Well, again, it depends how you look at it. The voting, there was nothing illegal about it. It was just claiming that this was a legitimate referendum. That's the illegal part. You can, I mean, anybody can vote on anything. You can have an election on anything you want. There's nothing basically illegal about it. It's just calling it a referendum, but trying to stop it, there was, you know, it was big enough, there was no way they could stop it completely, and what they did is just made it look horrible.
Well, we've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're live on TRE. Thanks for holding. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Hello. Thanks, sir.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Anders has said that Catalonia has never been a nation. Well, the same thing applied to Ireland in 1916. This was the argument of the British government and all those who supported the British government internationally and in Ireland, that Ireland had never been a nation. Exactly, could not be more similar. The two cases. However, that did not stop the Irish from rising up in rebellion in the 1916 rebellion, and the attitude of the British towards that was very like the attitude of Rajoy towards the Catalan issue. He executed all of the Irish rebels in Dublin 1916, and now we have got this is just the start, by the way, just the start, two Catalan patriots are now in jail, Jordi Cuixart and Jordi Sanchez, and the situation is exactly as I said 2 weeks ago when I said that Rajoy is entering into a process that will mean that Catalonia will have no further interest for Spain. Spain is finished now in Catalonia. Get used to it, Anders. That's the way it's going to be. It all hinges on the trickery involved in the 1978 Constitution, which was a document which was criminal in its demagoguery. And you should read out section 114 and 155, so that your listeners can have an idea of what they're talking about.
Indeed, I don't actually have that document to hand at the moment, Felix. It's quite a claim.
Just Google it. It's right there, you know, sitting there, right for you. inside 10 seconds, and you'll see just what a piece of trickery that 1978 Constitution was. That's 40 years ago. And look, the Catalans have had 40 years to think about this and to see how they have been tricked.
Think about that document. Look, let me just tell you something about this constitution from 1978. What that constitution is allowed Spain to become a modern democracy. We are now a modern democracy that has decentralized the power to the regional governments, which is...
Jordi Cuixart and Jordi Sanchez is the answer to you, Anders. You're not in jail. That's your democracy for you.
They are in jail because they've committed a crime and a judge has sent them to jail. That's as simple as that.
To the Constitution of 78, which was a piece of trickery. Read 155 and 114.
No. Hold on a second. You don't go to a normal court for constitutional issues. You go to a normal court for a penal issue, and this is a penal issue, and it's coded in the penal code of Spain. So it's nothing to do with the constitution. The reason why they're in jail. But let me just tell you about this constitution that everyone wants to put dynamite to. Not only has Spain became a democracy thanks to the constitution and devolved the powers to the regions, but also allowed us to be members of NATO, members of G20, members of the European Union. So there's nothing wrong with this constitution. This constitution has allowed us to be the country that we are today. I was just talking to one of the producers here earlier and remembering in the 1980s, this country was very bad. Backward. And now, I know he's got his quirkiness still, but he's now a modern country and where freedom is guaranteed. People can do whatever they want, and luckily we enjoy very good food.
Let me tell you the real situation for a moment.
The real one? What I've been telling you, the unreal one.
Let me tell you. No, seriously, let me tell you. Franco was dying, and... The situation facing the Spanish ruling class, the Spanish elites, was how to continue the situation in Spain without Franco. So they needed to make a transition. And they needed to make a transition from dictatorship to what they called democracy. But this democracy must involve holding Spain together. That meant holding Catalan to Spain. And that's where the 78th Constitution was drawn up. But it was drawn up in such a way that the Catalans could never, ever hold a referendum, a legal referendum. That is why Rajoy will not accept the Catalan people just counting themselves for or against. That's true.
Look. You obviously don't know what happened in 1978. The constitution was consensus by all political parties, including the Basques and the Catalans, who were involved in the writing of the constitution. So don't come to me now saying that they weren't involved. They were. Miguel Roca was involved with it. Was a prominent lawyer from Barcelona, member of the Convergencia party that was subsequently in power, and he was a member of parliament. So they were involved in the constitution. There's nothing wrong with this constitution, believe me.
Just one question, Anders, to your response on this. That's 40 years ago. During those 40 years, the Catalan people have had time to reflect on the 78th constitution, and you now see that it was a trap, a piece of trickery, and it's proving so. That's why the two Jordis are in prison this morning as we speak. It's as simple as that. The Catalan people are now turning strongly against. On one other thing, Anders, you mentioned the question of language. Well, I think the Catalan people have a right to make Catalan their official language, just as the Irish have a right to make Irish Gaelic their official language. Irish were wrong in not making it really official and making English the second language, making it really the second language. The other thing is immigration. The Catalans have not been able to secure the border.
Okay.
Immigration has flooded into Catalonia. It has destroyed the country. And that is something that they will have to change. But then you've got people like the Lord Mayor of Cullul leading marches out to the Mediterranean saying, come all you immigrants here, we welcome you all, while 20% of you Spanish youth are unemployed. It's a crazy situation.
Felix.
But it goes back to the 78th Constitution and nothing else.
Thank you for those comments. Well made. Viewpoint with Giles Brown.
This is Viewpoint with me, Giles Brown. 952 78 4000, the phone number, studio at talkradioeurope.com is the email, and the Facebook page is Talk Radio Europe Official if you wish to leave a post. Joined in the studio by Nathan Thomas and Andres Gallardo, talking about the thorny question of Catalonia here on TRE Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain. Where do we go from here, I suppose? I mean, we wait for Thursday when the Prime Minister has said that he wants a response from the Catalan leaders. We'll be waiting to see if anything happens with them over the next couple of days, or will it be more demonstrations? Will it be more talks about talks?
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more nonsense from them. There's nothing new they're going to say. What they're going to carry on banging the drum of this is worse than the Franco regime. We are being abused by central powers. You're jailing our people. It's the same old story repeated over and over again.
I've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
It's Paul.
Morning, Paul.
I think Rajoy just read it wrong. He should have let them have a vote, because the only people that are going to get rich out of this are all the politicians. They're looking for power. Once they've got the power, they'll be home and dry. It's the people that are going to pay the cost of it, because it's going to cost each and every person in Catalonia a fortune for all the changes that we'll have to go through. They will be the people that have to pay. The politicians, they will just keep collecting their money from the bank, and that's it.
So the people are going to be the real losers then, you think, Paul?
Pardon?
The people will be the real losers then, you think, Paul?
Yeah, they will. They're the people that suffer from it, because it will increase, their costs will just go haywire.
Right, well, thanks for your call in. That music means we come to the end of a first hour of Viewpoint. We'll be back after the national and international news.